100 years of the Hancock Agricultural Research Station. We're visiting today with Felix Navarro, superintendent of the Hancock Station, University of Wisconsin-Madison in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Felix, tell us a little bit about the Hancock Agricultural Research Station.
The Hancock Research Station has 412 acres. Of those, about half of them will be planted of potatoes. 13% of the research acreage will be planted of snap bean, about 10% of soybean, about 10% of corn, and about 10% of sweet corn and other vegetables.
Felix, give me an idea of how many different researchers work here and how many people are employed here?
So in the way we operate, we provide a basic service with a dozen people, and then the research itself is a responsibility of each one of the about 25 to 30 research groups. Each one of those research groups, you might have five or six people between students and staff and the faculty. We count researchers here by the hundreds.
Felix, this station has been here 100 years. What was it like 100 years ago?
At that time, there was an important effort from the soil science department searching for the value of agriculture in sandy soil. People around Hancock saw a value of connecting with the university and bringing that soil fertility and soil conservation research to this area.
What would you call the most significant discoveries made here on the station?
There has been a number of them, and in several areas. A.R. Albert defined that soils in central Wisconsin could be productive. Right after about 1950, Champ B. Tanner was doing research here. Dr. Tanner actually brought to life the theory on how the soil plant relationship works. And he was extremely important for the development of irrigation and precision water management.
Felix, you have a very distinct partnership facility here. Can you describe that for us?
That will be storage research facility, and Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association served to funnel the interest of both the Growers Association and individual growers to build that building. It's a state-of-the-art facility. It has 18 compartments. 9 compartments are there to simulate what happens in potato storages in this region.
We've been visiting with Felix Navarro, Hancock Agricultural Research Station, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.